Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it's time to ask our chief love officer, Steve Harvey, at the CLO. All right. Layla in Charlotte says, I heard my sweet dad ask my husband what to get me for Christmas. My fathead husband told him to get me a Starbucks gift card. I appreciated the gift card, but I wanted a real gift. Was my husband scared that my daddy would upstage him?
Well, no, your father asked what to get you. He know you like Starbucks. You know your husband's stupid.
Why are you depending on him to tell
him? Yeah, how you... Look, first of all, we struggle with what to get you. We damn sure can't help nobody else get you nothing. So what your husband did was he told your daddy to get you what he really wanted to get you. So it wouldn't be no guessing. He really wanted to give you a gift card. He just know he couldn't. Uh-huh. Now, you wanted a real gift, and you got a gift. Now, you said you appreciate it. How old are you? You can't keep acting like this at Christmas. Damn it.
Grown.
You got the gift card? Go sit your grown ass down. I didn't get nothing this year. How about that? She's had a great Christmas. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, no. 6-7 years, I had 6-7 Christmases. Bikes.
Christmas.
All types of stuff.
Uh-huh.
White ring, and everything. I ain't got a car. I ain't got everything. Well, what? Then go sit your ass down somewhere.
Wow.
Man, Happy New Year.
Go get your latte.
Just a few more days.
Yeah.
All right. Mitchie in Vancouver says, I confided in a friend about my sex life with my husband, and I told her that I fantasize about being with a guy that's the finest husband in our friend group. She mentioned it to her husband. So how do I explain it to my husband if that gets out? Wow.
Girl, lie. Running your mouth.
This just got to lie.
That's it.
Yeah, I never said that. Why would she say something like that? I never said that. You wait till I see her. Lie. See, what? I keep telling y'all, huh? How many times I got to tell you?
Yeah.
If you want to maintain a relationship, you are going to have to lie. There's no way you can stay together with somebody without lying. It is impossible.
You said it a lot in 2024. So
it is impossible. If you all, every woman out there listening to my voice, if you just told the truth about everything, you be out the relationship. Shut your mouth. Yes, it's over. Why? I don't know why me and lie. To stay together, that's why.
Okay. Moving on to Cam in Philly. Cam writes, a female DM'd me a nude picture. My wife saw it and said the only way she'd trust me is if I deactivated my social media. I told her that would never happen because I'm in contact with a lot of my friends. Is there another way to regain her trust? Let's say it all together. Right? You got to lie.
Bruh, I don't know what, you know. But bruh, listen to me. A woman DM'd you a naked picture. You ain't got nothing to do with that. If you don't have no text threads with this woman, if you didn't respond to this woman, then you can't stop nobody else from doing what they doing on this social media. Now, block you her. Just said, yeah, block her and go on about your business. Now, I know you don't want to.
But block her.
Block her. Yeah.
But that's not good enough for his wife, unfortunately.
Well, she talking about deactivate your social media. He not finna do that because it's social media to these people. Mm-mm, it's everything.
Yeah.
Deactivate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, moving on.
Social media is entertaining. If you ain't got nothing to do, just go to Instagram, hit that search button, that little circle with the magnifying glass.
You know what search is? Yes.
Well, feel like it's people like me.
Oh, okay.
The only problem is my algorithm is mostly motivational and golf. So I have a hard time finding debauchery on mine. And then you just keep scrolling down, and then somebody have a woman down there shaking and go on and hit that, and then you just get a whole series of it, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very entertaining. But I'm only there, mostly there for golf and motivation.
Ooh, all right, cool. Steve. Last one, CLO. Jessica in Kansas City writes, my boyfriend's next door neighbor does not like me. She caught me trying to peek into his windows late at night. She said, if I feel like he's cheating, then he's cheating. If I feel like he's cheating, then he's cheating. Did she confirm my suspicion or did she say it because she hates me?
Somebody caught you sneaking around the side of the house looking in your man's window.
Late at night.
And you're trying to figure out if she hates you or she confirming your suspicion. Lady, if you crawling around the side of somebody's
late
house.
Late at night.
Girl, you don't understand there's a deeper issue. It ain't got nothing to do with her. It's not whether she
break
confirms your suspicions or it's not if she don't really like you. You have a deeper issue.
Yeah.
You crawling around outside
in the car
trying to look in your man's window. Is she confirming my... Look, man, if I got to do that...
Yeah.
If I got to do that, I'm not crawling outside.
I'm out. So out.
Trust. She doesn't trust him at all.
Hey, can you imagine if I'm outside crawling and somebody go, Steve.
That's
Steve Harvey.
Now they got their phone out recording you.
Look at your camera. That's Steve Harvey, man. That mustache, them big ass lips. Baby, get your camera. Steve.
What are you doing?
Then I got to act like he ain't talking to me.
You hear me?
That is just so funny.
But I guess the neighbor is trying to say whatever you think the simplest reason is. That's your intuition, then that's what it is. That's what.
But you know what, though? First of all, she opened the letter with, my boyfriend's neighbor don't like me. Okay, cool. This is any chance, if she don't like you, any chance she got to take a dig at you. Now, she done saw you army crawling outside this man's
window.
Yeah, you army crawling. Like somebody fine shot. Pew, 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 pew. Stay down. Stay down. Come on. Stay down. Here they come.
You at your man house.
Coming up. Thank you, Philip.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.